I suppose most of us have, at one time or another, imagined surviving some sort of global meltdown. And if you haven't, you must not watch much TV. Listener Rebecca Demarest recently sent us a short story about a group of survivors scrabbling out a living after a civilization has crashed and burned. It's called Patchwork Flight.
There had always been stories told in whispers around the evening meal, rapidly hushed as the adults came close, because we weren't supposed to know them. Stories of decay-infested cities and the ruinous end they'd come to. But my friends whispered stories of music and dancing that would last for days, giant buildings where people could trade for food, and gleaming machines that carried you through the skies like birds. Those captured my imagination. To be able to soar above the clouds, it seemed like a dream. But we were trapped on this island. Our ancestors destroyed all their landing crafts and machines to start society afresh without all the failings of the ancient Romans and Americans. Machines make you weak, make you complacent and lazy, so we toil by hand. But to be able to fly... One day, as I strung laundry out to dry, the water-heavy fabric caught in the wind and ballooned. Straining against the line, I pulled it tight, feeling the resistance pull me forward. I let the sheet go, and it whipped away again. That week, I went to the rag baskets in the laundry and took some scraps I thought no one would need. I stitched them carefully together, then I took some dowels we use for growing beans and built a frame. Something to hold the bit of cloth tight against the wind. It wasn't stealing. I'd return it to the stores when I was through. At this point, I would have happily broken all of our laws just to watch my project fly. I snuck out to the beach during a rest period and waited for a breeze to catch the patchwork. But it stayed quivering on the sand. I tried throwing it into the wind, only to have it blow back in my face. I wanted to cry. This should work, should fly, just like a bird. If I couldn't get this bit of cloth into the air, how could I ever build something that could carry me up and away? The bell tolled the end of the rest period. I had to run. If I was late, someone would ask where I'd been. So I ran. And it flew. Straight up into the air, soaring against the clouds. I tugged and watched it respond, zigging and zagging across the sky. It was flying. I didn't realize how long I stared at the sky until a brother came to find me.
Hey, give that to me.
I hid it behind me, ashamed, terrified of the expression on his face. But he was older and bigger, and in a blink, I was on the sand and the contraption was in his hands. He threw it into the air, but it fell and slammed onto the sand.
Make it fly! How did you make it fly?
He shook me so hard I couldn't remember and just stood there, mute. He growled in frustration and threw it in the air again, and the wind threw it back at him, gashing his face.
Damn it! You must have bewitched it. You're using science, aren't you?
His face contorted at the thought of the old contaminant, that brain poison that killed entire cultures.
Show me how to make it fly or I'm turning you in.
He hit me so hard with the wooden cloth, my scalp split, and the frame broke.
Patchwork Flight, a story written by, to the best of our knowledge, listener Rebecca Demarest, was performed by Sarah Nix and Nigel O'Shea, with sound design by Brittany True.